This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. Russian installed authorities have urged all residents to southern Ukraine city of Kherson to leave immediately ahead of an expected Ukrainian advance. The regional pro-Kremlin administration on Saturday strongly encouraged civilians to use boat crossings over a river to evacuate deeper into Russian-held territories. They cited a tense situation on the front and the threat of shelling and alleged plans for terror attacks by Kyiv. Kherson has been in Russian hands since the early days of the invasion in February. The city is the capital of a region of the same name, one of four Russian President Vladimir Putin illegally annexed last month. Thousands of Iranians were among an estimated 80,000 people who joined in a rally Saturday in Berlin, the largest of several protests in cities around the world. VOA's Marissa Melton reports.
And traveled to Berlin for the protests and were in other demonstrations in Sweden, Italy, France, Switzerland, and other European cities. Protests were also reported in London, Toronto, Washington, and Los Angeles. Iran has seen 6 weeks of growing women-led protests sparked by the death of Mahsa Amini. She was arrested in mid-September by Iran's morality police and died in their custody 3 days later. Amini, who was 22, was arrested for allegedly breaching the country's strict dress code for women. In Iran Saturday, protests were reported in Tehran, where protesters chanted death to the dictator around Tehran's bazaar. And also among several cities, shopkeepers and factory workers went on strike.
It's VOA's Marissa Melton reporting. This is VOA News. UN human rights officials warned Friday that escalating fighting in northern Syria could spread and lead to more deaths and mass displacement. Lisa Schlein reports for VOA from Geneva.
Tens of civilians reportedly have been killed and injured in intensified fighting between the militant Islamist group Hayat Tahrir al-Sham and some Turkish-affiliated armed groups in northern Syria. Among the casualties was a prominent Syrian activist and his pregnant wife. Media report they were victims of a targeted killing on October 7th, fueling anger in the northwestern city of Al-Bab. The activist, Muhammad Abdul Latif, reportedly was demonstrating against the actions of Turkish-affiliated armed groups in the area, including the seizure of properties. The UN Human Rights Office is calling on all warring parties to spare the civilian population and non-military civilian objects. The agency reports more than 300,000 civilians have been killed during more than 10 years of civil conflict in Syria. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
U.S. government figures show illegal border crossings at the highest level ever recorded in the past year, AP correspondent Ben Thomas explains.
U.S. Customs and Border Protection say a surge in migration from Venezuela, Cuba, and Nicaragua saw more than 227,000 migrants stopped at the border with Mexico last month. For the year that ended September 30th, migrants were stopped 2.38 million times. That's a 37% increase from the prior fiscal year. The numbers reflect deteriorating economic and political conditions in some countries, the relative strength of the U.S. economy, and uneven enforcement of Trump-era asylum restrictions. I'm Ben Thomas.
The lightning-fast race to replace Liz Truss as British Prime Minister got even wilder Saturday as former leader Boris Johnson jetted back to the UK amid speculation he will run to reclaim his former job. He was ousted by a series of ethics scandals just 3 months ago, but boarded a flight back to London from the Dominican Republic. He remains a divisive figure among fellow conservative lawmakers. Former Deputy Prime Minister Dominic Raab said Saturday morning that it was difficult to see how Johnson could become Prime Minister again when he was absorbed and distracted by an ongoing inquiry into alleged parties at Downing Street while the rest of the country was observing COVID-19 lockdown rules and Johnson's statements to Parliament afterward. The new Prime Minister is supposed to be in place by October 28th. There is more at voanews.com. Again, voanews.com via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.